paranormal events. Every once in a while, someone reports a shadow figure. It seems they are a lot more common than most of us suspect. They can appear in a totally dark room and still be seen because they are so dark, they stand out. Other times some people see what they believe is a shadow figure on a video from their camera, usually a CCD camera which is watching the exterior of a home or business or the inside of a building. The CCD videos and photographs have a far more chance of having an explanation than the personal views of shadow people in a dark room traveling across a dark wall or ceiling where there is absolutely no light coming in. The dark shadow can be caused by a piece of dirt floating by or any other foreign material. Recently, an outdoor CCD video alarmed a family in Scotland when they saw what they believed was a dark shadow person on their roof. They got so upset they called a priest in to bless the home. Thousands saw the video after it was posted and their opinions varied. Since I am on the subject of the paranormal, I have to tell you about a historic Wellingborough hotel, in England. A paranormal group is spending 3 days there. They believe there is a ghost in the hotel which is notorious and linked to the English Civil War. The hotel is the Hind Hotel in Sheep Street. It is located only 16 miles from the famous battlefield of Naseby in England. It seems a servant girl who used to spy on Oliver Cromwell is said to be haunting the hotel. She is said to not be the only spirit in the hotel, and there is also a jester and a rifleman. The hotel is said to have poltergeist activity. The investigation is starting yesterday on the 27th of July 2021 and will last for 3 days. The investigators haven't said, but could they be hoping Cromwell's ghost is also there? A very strange case was reported to a sheriff. Before I tell you about it, many people believe small children can see the spirits of the departed which we can't. I saw this happen myself when a small child in my family kept insisting he could see my deceased stepfather and kept pointing to a certain spot in the room and wouldn't relent. A family who lived in California had driven their four-wheeler up to a peak which was surrounded by woods. They had their three children with them. Their three-year-old started screaming there was a girl in the woods lying face down with her legs in the air. They investigated, but found nothing, but the child kept insisting and wouldn't stop. It upset them so much they reported the incident to the local sheriff and the child told the sheriff what the girl looked like. His description matched that of a girl who had disappeared. A family was very excited because they had just bought a new home. They couldn't wait to move in. They had purchased a home in eastern France. They weren't in the home very long when they began to feel a presence. The couple had to move out because they claimed a ghost had been interfering with the family. The house was relatively new, having been built in 2016. It seems the ghost had decided it should bother the daughter. It all started when black shadows began to be seen on the walls. That was only the beginning. The electric started to go off at odd times and the television would go on by itself. On that note, there are some televisions that do that and I have one, but there is nothing paranormal about it. The phone began to act up and the kitchen utensils began to move around. The family got so upset they set up a tent outside and moved into it. They called in a paranormal investigator who claimed there was a ghost of a 19th century woman that moved in and wanted to be alone in the house. A woman was looking for a new apartment. She saw a building she liked with a nice apartment, but she had been warned about the building and that strange things went on there. She paid no attention to that and had the landlord show her around. There were other apartments in the building, but she didn't see any other tenants. She took a lease on the apartment and noticed some strange things about it. First of all, she never saw another tenant in the months she was there. The next odd thing was the electricity kept going off and she had to replace a fuse every other day. Then it happened, one day she was laying in bed and saw two figures who were short and hooded standing at the foot of the bed and talking. She grabbed her phone, but it was dead. The pair disappeared and the woman moved out. Can anyone blame her? One mother got very upset on what she saw on her baby cam. The camera took a video of her infant sleeping and then waking up, rubbing his eyes and standing. An orb flew out from under him. Eventually she put the video online and some of the viewers said they saw even more. Some said they saw the baby's leg being tugged on. Some comments stated it was time to move. One ghost story had to do with an island in the Mississippi River. The steamboat Silver Crescent had encountered something very strange on an island near Keokuk. The year was 1899. One of the crew noticed there was a battered boat in the channel near the island. As the steamboat got closer to the battered boat, the figure of a tall, thin man stood up. The captain slowed the steamboat so he could get to the small boat. The captain yelled to the man and asked if he needed help. The man held up a loaf of bread and a sausage and told the captain he was headed to the island to starve himself to death. The captain ordered the crew to row to the man and bring him aboard, and then a rowing race took place and the crew lost. The man got to the island, turned and gave a demonic shriek which was said made everyone's blood run cold, and then ran into the foliage. Several days later the Silver Crescent got to the same spot and there was the beat-up boat. Then the event repeated itself. Many believe this was not a man at all, but a spirit.